Golem came to Pesach Shavua Sukkot, so they would roll up the pareches. The Gemara actually rolled up the pareches. And by Rishon, it was an amma thick, it was a solid wall. You can't roll it up. So the Gemara said, no, but there were windows in the pareches. So there were curtains in the little window. So they would roll up the pareches and show the older Golem, the Kruvim, on top of the Orem. Towards the end of the Bais Rishon, the whole Bais Sheni, the Orem with the Kruvim was not there. So this story was Bizmat Bais Rishon. They would show the Orem with the Kruvim hugging each other, Kemarish v'lidyosai. That's the Loshan Apostle, I think, in Dibra Yomim. Like a husband hugs his wife to demonstrate the chibur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for the Bnei Yisrael. Then the Gemara says also that they would pick up the Shulchan with the Lechem Aponim, and they would squeeze the Lechem Aponim at the end of the week. They would bake the Lechem Aponim on every week on Friday, put it on the Shulchan on Shabbos, they would sit there. It wasn't in a freezer. It would sit there a whole week, and then next week it should be hard like a rock, it should be stale, it should taste awful. And the Gemara said that it tasted delicious. At the end of the week, they would squeeze the Lechem Aponim to show how fresh it is, that it didn't become stale. So the author of the Stechemet was a Sephardi who was born in Eretz Yisrael, I think, and he got a Rabbana somewhere in Uzbekistan or something. Somewhere in the Hori Choshech, and he had Sephardi Shemitogim from Chevron, I think, it was in Chevron from Eretz Yisrael, and the Balabatim told him that these are the Minhagim. He didn't know whether they were correct or not, so he corresponded with all the Rabbanim in Europe to ascertain whether such Minhagim really exists. So he corresponded so much, so he put out a whole encyclopedia. He arranged everything alphabetically, partially alphabetically. It starts with Aleph, but it starts with Eretz Yisrael. That shouldn't be the first thing in Aleph, but he was Eretz Yisrael. So it's alphabetically arranged based on Aleph. It's not exactly within each letter, it's not alphabetically arranged. So he corresponded so much that he put all the letters together and he made a whole encyclopedia. So he used to correspond a lot with Rav Shlomo Levilner, with the Netziv, and he has a lot of things from the Netziv Rav Shlomo Levilner. We don't have any other source for them. So he has a letter from Rav Shlomo Levilner, who was a dayan in Vilna for many years at that time. So he says, where did they get this Einfall from? They should roll up the pareches and show the Kruvim and show the Shulchan. So he thinks that it's based on the pasuk on the first daf in Chagiga, the Gemara Darshan's the pasuk. Sholosh Pamim Mishana Yeroa Kol Zechurchan. We have a tradition that the Kri, the way he's supposed to pronounce it, is Yeroa, but the Ksiv could be read Yira. So that's also considered a Kri Ksiv. Kri Ksiv is not only when there's a contradiction between the way it's spelled according to the Kri. The way it's spelled according to the Ksiv, even if it's the same spelling. But the tradition has it that the correct way to read it is Yeroeh, but you could have read it otherwise, so that's also a Kri Ksiv. So what do you do when you have a conflict between a Kri and a Ksiv? So there's a Machlokes HaTanaim, whether you pass on like the Kri or you pass on like the Ksiv. Yeshem LaMikra, you pass on like the Kri, or Yeshem LaMasar, you pass on like the Masoretic text, like the Ksiv. So Tosis writes in Sanhedrin, there's a whole daf dalit, all about Kri Yotziv. Yeshem Lamikra, Yeshem Lamasar. Case after case after case after case. The Tosis says, whenever there's a way to blend in together the Kri and the Ksiv, that's the best. So all the Tanaim agree you should blend both in together. So that's what the Gemara says over here. That the Kri, the tradition has it that you pronounce the word Yeroeh. But according to the way the letters are spelled in the Chumash, you could just as well have pronounced it Yireh Kol Zechurchan. So he darshan the Kri and the Ksiv together. Yireh Yireh. Kederuch Shebol Yireh, Kach Kol Yireh. Just like we come to visit the Shechina should see us. We should appear in the presence of the Shechina. So to Yireh Kol Zechurchan, we should come to see the Shechina. How can you see the Shechina? He doesn't have a goof. So that's what the Tanoim, that's what the Chachamim and the Bais Rishon, they understood. You have to show the Kruvim that are hugging each other. And one of the two Kruvim represents HaKadosh Baruch, and one represents Bnei Yisrael, Kemarish Milivyosa, like a husband who hugs his wife, to show that the one that represents the Shechina is hugging Bnei Yisrael. And then you showed the nisim. You showed them the nisim tedirim, that the lechem aponim was always fresh, even though it was sitting out on the shulchan for all week. A miracle occurred. So obviously, the hashuas hashkin. So that's how we fulfill the yireh kol tzchuchas panei Hashem lechem. That's how we see the shechina. Torah shebal peh picked up a lot at the beginning of the Bais Sheni period. The Seder Olam has an expression, Mishemesa Neviim Achroinim, Mishagas Chai Malachi, with the Neviim Achroinim, Botla Nevuah Miyisrael. That was the end of the Tkufa of Torah Shebitzav. Mikan Yelech, Hat Oz Nechol Shmat Direch Achon. Now begins the Tkufa of the Torah Shebal Peh. So the Gemara has a comment, Rashi on Trey Osser. Rashi writes at the beginning of Zechariah that this, the Nevuahs and Zechariah are the most obscure in all of Nevi'im, and if you don't have a tradition, what it's referring to, you won't begin to understand what the Pshat and the Psukim is at all. So I think either the first parak or one of the early prophets there in Zechariah is about that they trapped the evil, they trapped the Risha. There's something evil, and they trapped it, and they caught it, and it can't escape. What is that referring to? So the Gemara has a whole interpretation, the Gemara Yuma has a whole aganta, that there used to be a tremendous Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. To us, it doesn't make any sense. Why should there be a Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah? A person takes a piece of wood, and he carves out, he makes a totem pole out of it, he makes a pestle out of it, then he deifies it. He made it. How can that be the deity? That's what made me. I made that. How can that be the deity? The powerful deity? So it doesn't make any sense. But the Gemara says that Gemara says in Sanhedrin, I think, the end of Sanhedrin, one of the Amoraim was giving Shir a Navi, and he was talking about how terrible one of the Malchi Yisrael was, that he worshipped Avodah Zarah. And that night he had a dream, and that king came to him in a dream, and he asked them, when you say Hamoitzi, which piece do you eat? Where do you begin eating the piece of challah that you cut off in the loaf of bread? So the Amora said, why, there's a din on that also. So he said, sure there's a din on that. He said, you have to eat the crust first. Some people like to eat the soft part. They don't like the crust at all. The Amora said, when you say Hamoitzi, you have to eat the crust first. And Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole discussion about, there's the top part of the crust and the bottom part of the crust. So to satisfy the both opinions, they say you should fold the challah over, and you bite into both the top and the bottom crust at the same time. So this Amora, who had this dream, asks the Melech, if you're so much more learned than we are, you're so learned, you know dinim that I never even thought there is a din about. But that's a hidur mitzvah, that's a kavod habracha to say the Hamoitzi on the Mufchar, and the Mufchar is the crust. So why did you worship Avodah Zarah? What kind of crazy mishigas was that? So he says, if you would have lived in that generation, you would have picked up your kapata, apparently the old book with a long jacket, you would have picked up your kapata and would have also run to worship Avodah Zarah. There was such a drive to worship Avodah Zarah that it was irresistible. So the Gemara interprets this beginning perek, one of the early prophets, maybe it's the first perek in Zechariah, that they trapped the Risha, means that they were mispalat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should be mevatel Yetzer Hara v'Avodah Zarah, and their prayers were answered to a certain extent. Unfortunately, there's still Jews who actually go to India to worship Avodah Zarah, but they're not as much as it used to be. So then the Gemara said that was the beginning of the Bais Sheni period. That's in Zechariah. He was the beginning of the Bais Sheni. But then the Gemara says, the Mishnah, the end of Bracha says, Mishikil kolo aminim, the beginning of the Bais Sheni period, that's day number one in the Bais Sheni, began a whole Yetzer Hara of apikursis. So the Minim didn't believe in Olam Habo. So they made a takana that whenever you recite a bracha on the Beis HaMikdash, you have to say, Baruch Atah Hashem min ha'olam ad ha'olam, Magen Avraham. Baruch Atah Hashem min ha'olam ad ha'olam, Lechai HaMeis. You always have to mention, you always have to emphasize min ha'olam ad ha'olam, that there is an Olam Habo. And the whole period of the Bais Sheni, the Mishnah says that there was trouble from the Tzdukim the whole time. The Tzdukim didn't accept Torah Shebal Peh, and they were there were many years that they were running the Beis HaMikdash, They were celebrating, they were bringing the Karbonos Shavuos, always on a Sunday, in Rochas HaShabbos, and then the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur did the Avodah according to the Pshut Shel Mikra, didn't follow the traditions of the Torah Shel Baal Peh. So there were issues. Then the Mishnah has, they didn't believe in Nisa Hamayim, so he poured the water on his feet instead of pouring the water on the Mizbeah. On Yom Kippur, there was always an Esek, and on Sukkot, there was always an Esek, whether they're going to follow the Torah Shel Baal Peh, or the Torah Shel Baal Peh. So that, so when that Yetzirah was over, when the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah was over, if there's no Yetzirah, so there's no challenge for the person to be a Shomer Mitzvah, so everyone will be a Shomer Mitzvah, no Yetzirah. So there came down a new Yetzirah for Minus, and the Gemara has an expression, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi LaTorah Tavlin. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I created a Yetzirah, I instituted a Yetzirah into people's minds, and the Torah is the Tavlin. So let's say, anyone is sick, whatever you're sick with, you go, you take aspirin. Aspirin's good, depends what you have. They have 1,001, they have 1,001,000 different medications in a drugstore. You don't just take an aspirin for everything. It depends what the Yetzirah is. Apparently, if the Yetzirah is Avodah Zarah, so the Torah Tavlin is the Torah Shebil Sav. That's why till the period of the Nevi'im Achrayinim, the Torah Tavlin was the Torah Shebil Sav. That was the antidote for the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah. But once you have a Yetzirah of Apikursis, so the Torah Tavlin for that is Mikami Yelach HaTos HaShmati V'Chachamim. For that you have to delve into Torah Shebil Peh. We live now in the Tkufa of the Torah Shel Baal Peh. She was learning Bava Basra this year. So we learned Bava Basra, I think, in the first parak has this. Ein son nigal mele b'schus limer ha-mishnayis. Mishnayis is the Torah Shel Baal Peh. Mishnayis is all Torah Shel Baal Peh. That the Gula Hasidah will take place when we have to emphasize limer Torah Shel Baal Peh. In certain places, they're emphasizing Torah Shel Baal Peh. You can't understand Torah Shel Baal Peh without Torah Shel Baal Sav, but the emphasis is supposed to be placed on the Torah Shel Baal Peh in our generation. So that's the Pashtus, what the Hillel meant when they celebrated the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So Hillel, the Gemara says, was known as a great Amdasam, extremely humble. So how does he come off to make his statement? Anikan HaKolkak. If I'm here, then there's reason to rejoice and to celebrate. How does that fit in with a person who's humble? So Rashi has a pshat. Ani means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one of the 72 names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has three letters. Rashi quotes a passage from the Zohar. Nobody had the Zohar yet. So it's a question if this is really Rashi or not. But in the place where you have Rashi, he has a whole chunk from the Zohar. But the three psukim and mshalach, one after the other, the three psukim each have 72 letters, so we take the first letter of the first word, last letter of the second, first letter of the first pasuk, the last letter of the second pasuk, the first letter of the third pasuk, that's the first of the 72 names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. The Rashi said that's Ani Bahu Hashiyana. Ani is one of the 72 names, and Bahu, Bav Hei Vav, is another one of the names. So that's what the Hillel meant. And Ani Kana, Kol Kana, if the Shechina is here, Ani is a name of the Shechina. That's one pshat. But Pasha pshat is, he says, a manika. He'll represent the Torah Shel Baal Peh. He was the one who said that Korban Pesach is the Chashabbos. They didn't know. He knew more Torah Shel Baal Peh than the chief rabbi. Chief rabbi stepped down and he said, make this man the chief rabbi. So he'll represent it in a big fight against the Tzdukim and the Baal Shem. He'll was the man who represented the Torah Shel Baal Peh. So he says, if I'm here, if they ask me to be the guest speaker, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, so obviously HaKol Kan, then we all subscribe to the Torah Shel Baal Peh, and we're going to have a kiyum. All of those groups over the years who chiseled away at the Torah Shel Baal Peh, not just in our generation, the Reform and the Conservatives, but in the earlier generations, all of the groups who didn't follow the Torah Shel Baal Peh, they all disappeared. They all assimilated. So you people have a big responsibility. You can be tremendously successful by to speak to non-observant people, to speak to people who learn in yeshivas, NCSY is different now from what it used to be. But you have to make them into Bnei Torah. Doesn't mean yeshiva shishtik. I mean to be a Ben Torah, to be a Yirei Shamayim, to be observant. It's not enough. So many people go to yeshivas, then later on they throw everything away. You have a big responsibility, whoever has the ability to be mashpia on others. They should be kofuf to the Torah Shabbat Peh. They'll be kofuf to the Torah Shabbat Peh, then manikan hakolkan. Somebody sent me an email. Some fellow in Eretz Yisrael, he teaches, there's some place in Tel Aviv, it's called the Bayit, something like that. So they teach Torah to non-affiliated people. So this fellow teaches Gemara there, he teaches all kinds of things. But he does make a parnasa. So for parnasa, he's a chazan, and he often goes to London for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur to make money. But because of COVID, so this year he couldn't go. So he sends me an email that where did he daven this year? He davened in a park. They had a lot of people, not affiliated people, who don't go to shul all year long, but Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they're prepared to listen a little bit. So they had a lot of minyanim in the park. So he was the Baal Tefillah, he was a chazanis Baal Tefillah, whatever. He said thousands of people came who don't walk into a shul all year long. And he feels a responsibility to get when he would go to London year after year after year for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he would do Kiryu activities. And he said, you can be tremendously successful. He teaches Gemara in Tel Aviv to non-affiliated people. And in Artsots are picking up a lot. They have groups that people from Kodolim and Bnei Brak. They go once a week, twice a week, they go to different homes. They have groups of people. They want to learn Parshas HaShavuot, they want to learn Gemara Bava Kama, they want to learn Gemara Brachas, whatever. People come, they sit without a yarmulke, they want to hear what it says in the Torah. They don't know anything about the Torah. Remember many years ago, Shafei Tal passed away already. Shafei Tal from the...
Shafei Tal, he was a judge.
From the Supreme Court, they always have one judge who's a Shema Mitzvah. So he was the Shema Mitzvah for many years. He used to give a weekly shiur in a law office in Yerushalayim. So one summer I was there in Eretz Yisrael. He asked me if I could give the shiur for him. So I said, okay, what are you learning? So he tells me that in the middle of Hazel Neshech. I said, I can't jump in the middle of Hazel Neshech. You have to be holding in the inyan. I said, I can give a general overview on Hazel Neshech. So he said, good, whatever I'm going to learn. So he drives me to the law office where the shiur is going to take place. So some of the women come in with a shekel, other women come in half undressed, a little in the summer. And the men, some of them come with the tzitzis out, some come with payer, some come without a yarmulke at all. By the time I started the shiur, so all the men were wearing a yarmulke, and all the women had something on, except for the fellow right in front of me. He wasn't wearing a yarmulke. He was writing notes on everything. He kept on asking questions on everything. Is it deraisa? Is it derabanan? So that was explaining the 14 kinds of ribbis. Ribbis deraisa and ribbis derabanan and Mexican ribbis and aramas ribbis and what the difference is aloha between the four different kinds of ribbis. He was taking the most notes. Someday he probably will start to become a shema mitzvah. But they want to hear what the din ha'Torah. We all have a responsibility to try to do whatever we can to have an influence on these non-affiliated people and even on the people who learn in yeshivas. You have to be much beyond them. They should become Bnei Torah. They should have Yirah Shamayim. Yeah, so that's what Hillel said. Ani kan hakol kan. If he was the guest speaker at the Simchas Beis Hasheva, it means that everybody realizes you have to be kofuf to the Torah Shemotah. So that's the Iker in our generation.
I know there when many years ago, I think it's printed in the English version, if I'm not mistaken. It was the Buddhist as well, Jep was there.